Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I am excited. I have a great guest today. Her name is Carrie Heaps, and she's with a company called Book, Speak, Repeat. Now, you may be a speaker. You may want to be a speaker. But either way, I know you're going to learn some great stuff today. So, Carrie, how are you doing?
I am doing fabulous, Brian. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and I'm looking forward to talking with you and your audience today.
I'm excited because I think there's a lot to be learned, especially now. So one of the first things that I like to do is to get people to know you better. So my question for you is, how did you go from serving up food on plates to tables to serving up speakers to conferences all over the country and the world?
That's an excellent question. I waited tables when I was in college. I think a lot of people actually had that job or worked in the restaurant industry. So you definitely learn a lot about human nature, that's for sure, and how to deal with people. But you fast forward probably about 10 years after that, maybe 15, I was working in the modeling industry. I worked as a model myself, you know, doing some commercial modeling, and I went into work with the booking agency to book models on assignments. I started teaching modeling and acting classes, which I really enjoyed, and, a sales job opened up at the center, and they said, you would be amazing at this, and I was like, no, I've never done sales before. I don't think this would be a good fit, and we wound up, I said, I'll try it. And it turned out to be such a great fit. It was an inside sales job, very little supervision. So I was able to promote things that I really loved and believed in. And I, at that point, decided, hey, I really want to have my own business. And I kind of hatched that plan. I started out to do, you know, I wanted to do modeling and acting and help others get into that industry and pageant training. But entrepreneurship's never a straight line. So I actually got into hosting events and actually producing my own events, booking speakers, working as a meeting planner. And from there, I went to helping people with their marketing. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I decided, hey, I really want to get back into the speaking industry. It was about 4 years ago to be, you know, get in front of an audience myself. And I thought, my first gut reaction was, you got to be kidding me. So much has changed. It's more of a meeting planning market now rather than speakers. More speakers than there are paid events. So I really just kind of figured out what the process was. I'm a process gal. Once I figure out what works, that's what we do. We just repeat the process. So I started accumulating a big database, getting myself booked as a speaker. And I told my team, I think that this is a pain point for other speakers. And that is where Book, Speak, Repeat was born.
Awesome story. And I love the way you went from modeling to pageants to speaking, because, you know, the bottom line, it's all about being on stage, putting up a presence, doing something that entertains. And so there's a lot of correlation between all of that, right?
There is. And I think a lot of speakers don't like to admit this, but being a speaker, you are an entertainer. If you can't keep that audience captivated for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, or an hour, you're not going to make it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I learned about being a speaker is I've been a musician since I was 10 years old. And, you know, there isn't a whole heck of a lot of difference between standing up with a guitar and riffing and standing up and speaking, other than the fact you have to put words together and make sense.
Exactly.
You're still entertaining. So in today's world, as you said, things are evolving, things are changing, and, you know, we all know that people don't like things to be different, but as I say, normal is just a setting on a dryer. So, can you kind of define what are the biggest problems you're seeing in the speaking industry right now? What's happening?
I'm seeing three major things with speakers. I mean, clearly, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, and we do, there's a lot going on. But Brian, I'm a big believer in there's always, you know, I don't know if you remember Saturday Night Live when Gilda Radner, she used to play a character on there, and I can't think of the character's name, but she would always come out and say, it's always something, you know, and
it's Roseanne Dana.
Roseanne Dana, thank you. So
what's the problem with sax and violins?
Exactly.
They're beautiful instruments.
And it's always something. So there's always going to be things that will pop up. It could be weather related. It could be something with the economy. It could be like what we're dealing with, you know, the health crisis. So there's always going to be something. Your job, whether you're a speaker or not, is to stay focused. So first mistake I see is a lot of people stopped marketing themselves as a speaker. They're thinking no one's hiring. And I'll tell you, we saw events cancel in April and May, but it has been consistent. We pull open calls. We reach out to meeting planners every week. We have not seen a bump in, you know, or a decrease in the open opportunities, because as you know, speaking, it's a business that they're picking speakers now for the end of the year, early 2021. So when you stop marketing, you're hurting your future income big time, because you can't just, okay, things are picking up and go and apply. Well, you know, the time's passed. They've already picked who they wanted. Right. So you find yourself entering the race and it's too late. Mm-hmm. So that's been the number one thing. The second thing I would say is, again, not focusing enough, letting outside influences. I find speakers have a tendency to talk to a lot of other speakers and get their feedback. But at the end of the day, it's not other speakers that get us hired. It's meeting planners. It's the director of campus activities, the vice president of sales, if you're doing private training in the sales industry. So, you know, if you really want to find out and get a pulse of what's going on, you have to go directly to the people who are hiring you and find out from them. But even with that, it's still one person's opinion. You still need to stay focused on your goal. Those who do are still working. We just had some bookings that came through this past week. I think four of our speakers were getting booked on different assignments. Two were virtual, two were not. So there's still things going on. So you just have to really make sure that you're staying focused on what you're doing. And then I would say the third thing is not being flexible. And, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, yes, are virtual events starting to be really prevalent now? Yeah, you're going to see, you know, probably about 40% of different events have either a virtual track or they're going to stay virtual because that works best for them, even after all of this is over. So be flexible enough to do your presentation, have one for in-person, have one for virtual, because even with that, it gives other options to companies that may not be able to afford your normal fee, you know, offer a virtual opportunity. I did that with two of my private training gigs that they were supposed to get canceled in April, and I turned them into virtual opportunities, and they worked out fabulous for me and for the company. So definitely, I see a lot of people not being flexible. You know, this is our new normal, and we just have to, you know, adjust our sales to get through, you know, get through the, how is it, get through the tide?
Exactly.
I can't remember that saying, but yeah.
No, all very good points. And so let's dig into the stopping to promote themselves, because I'm in the marketing business. And one of the things I see, especially with bigger companies who I work with, is they literally are not spending any money, any time marketing themselves because they don't feel like they can get business right now. You know, they're looking for the immediate. But in big business, it's the same thing. It could be a year out, 2 years out, something like that. So it's in the future. So what do people need to think about when it comes to promoting? What should they be doing?
That's a great question. So two things I would say, and this is not secular to speakers, like you said, you're seeing it business to business sales as well. But, you know, as far as like getting that low-lying fruit, getting business now, it's the same thing. You still need to put in, like yesterday, I put in a full day of marketing. I was on the phone. I was posting messages. I was calling people, sending out text messages. And, you know, we're able to generate some sales, not as many as we normally do, but we're getting some in. So there are still people who are spending money. You just have to go out and find them. And you have to have, you know, obviously, a good pitch, you know, practicing your pitch. So if you have something of value that, you know, if they see enough value, they will bring out their credit card information. So, you know, work on your pitch. If you feel like, hey, I'm really not getting anywhere, then maybe what you're providing isn't, you need to add more value or you need to change the way you're presenting it. We did two of these for our speakers where we have meeting planners come on and one of our members can do a 1-minute pitch and get feedback from the meeting planner. And it really surprised me how some of them were kind of taken aback by it. They can get up on stage and talk all day long, but when it comes to selling themselves, but that's something you have to work on. You know, we all have to sell ourselves. And then I would say the second thing right now, building relationships is key. Right now is the time to get in there and start talking to people, send them copies of your book, find out what's coming up. If, you know, is there opportunities? Hey, I can do my presentation, not just in person, but I can also do it virtually. Would that work for you? Let me put together some numbers. So just really taking advantage of the time and continuing to do what you would normally do, you know, which is to put in time selling your service. Because again, at the end of the day, if you're not willing to promote yourself, why should anyone else? Just like I'm on your show right now. This is an opportunity for me to help other people, but I also have to view it as, okay, I need to promote myself. So it's my job as a guest on your show to promote this interview when it goes public. Because if I have such great, great advice, why wouldn't I promote it? So this is also a great time to get interviewed as well. You know, elevate your expert status, get interviewed on podcasts, write articles, try to get on your local media, local TV, take advantage of the time right now.
All excellent advice. And what you said was so true, is now it's the best time to be promoting because people are not out and about as much. And I'm noticing on LinkedIn, for example, that people are actually spending more time consuming more material because they have the time. You know, they're not traveling as much. They're not, you know, in the car, going to work, going to meetings, all that kind of stuff. So you have an audience that is accessible and interested in what's going on now. So let's talk about the influence piece of this. When you say influence, you know, how is that negative influence coming through and hurting people's businesses?
I see where a lot of people, because I get calls all the time, and you may as well, but I get a ton of calls. What's going on in the industry? When do you think things are going to turn? I mean, I even was asked the other day on a video interview, and the urge to roll my eyes was just, you know, it was overwhelming, but I contained myself. But it's really, you know, when people start talking, like I said, taking, you know, if you have other colleagues that you deal with or people that, you know, you're talking to or within your network, all it takes is for one of them to turn that conversation negative. I mean, we could take what's going on and make it to where we go to bed and we don't even want to get out of bed. You know, we don't want to do anything. That what's going on in the world and what people say to you can really affect your thinking. It can affect your goals, your dreams. And at the end of the day, we're all in charge of our own destiny. So you're sailing your own ship. So get up at the top, navigate how you need to, and don't, you know, look at the waves that are coming at you as outside influence. And there's two ways to deal with it. You can take a different route and not deal with those people anymore. I'm a big believer in that. If someone is completely negative, they never have anything positive to say, we're done. I will not invite that in my space. And I encourage other people to do the same thing too, because you're not the same as even if you're a speaker, you're not the same as all of the other speakers. You have a different message. You have a unique perspective, and you need to utilize your time in a positive way, because if you're not taking stages, Brian, if you're not getting interviewed, if you're not creating your own influence where you can do a positive influence on the world and with people's businesses, then you become part of the problem. So always remember, you have a strong message to share. Get out there and share it. That is your job. It is your job to share information, to help others, just like me. It's my job to get information out there to help others, just like I'm doing right now. And you can't let anything interfere with that. And it is, you know, it's been a little disturbing seeing how many people will hear from someone else, oh, well, you know, everything's tanking. Nothing's going on right now. And that person will just take that as, oh, okay, that's what's really happening. And they go home and go, oh gosh, what do we do? Instead of just putting themselves out there and going, you know what, I'm going to find out for myself and see what's happening. You know, those who show up, go up. The ones who are participating and doing what they need to do right now will see through this crisis the way they need to, and they'll survive. And people who don't, unfortunately, they're probably going to go back to work, or, you know, go to work for someone else, or maybe start a different business. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But always make it, you know, this is all about your message. So get out there and share your message. Don't let the influences of others, you know, the way that they're viewing the world, tint your vision.
Well, back to the SNL reference, don't hang around with Debbie Downers, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Or you're going to wind up living in a van down by the river. Yeah.
Exactly. So to take that even a little bit further, the last thing is, you know, people that oppose change. And I have to ask you the question, ooh-wee, what up with that? What up with that?
That's one of my favorite back to school. Yeah. So people who are resistant to change, I'm a creature of habit. I'm just as guilty as everyone else. But when you start to see, okay, I need to shift a little bit, I'll give you a great example. I had two, speaking engagements lined up in April. One was in Texas, the other one was in Ottawa. Now, one was a private training gig. So what we did, because I couldn't fly out there, they suspended all travel. We turned it into a virtual training, and it actually worked out better for me. It worked out better for the company as well. And we were able to take our training and just, you know, instead of me doing a half day, we did 1 hour each day for 4 days, and it worked out amazingly well. We got really great results. And I'm like, hey, this was wonderful, because I just had to get up and, you know, get in front of the computer for an hour, and I didn't have to travel anywhere. This is nice. So it created a really nice option for me. So I would say, look at change, look at the positive aspects of it. You know, you have to kind of look at what would be good about this change that could really help me, and focus on those positive aspects. The other one, it was an in-person event. We changed that to a virtual event, and I had to speak on Friday and Saturday. So same thing. I did, you know, 1 hour on Zoom, and did my part of the presentation, and it worked out very well. So you just have to kind of look at changes. Okay, there's going to be something good that will come out of this, and it's all in how you look at it. But there's always going to be obstacles that come up. You know, nothing's ever going to be perfect, and you have to be willing to just kind of go with the flow, per se. And, you know, it's difficult to adapt to change. I mean, you know, again, I think most of us are like that. We're creatures of habit, and you have to just look at the positive side and go, okay, well, I have to do this, but what's good on the other end of it? And if you have to, write it down. You know, I'm a big believer in journaling. I think every business owner should journal every day, what you're grateful for, what your goals are, seeing yourself accomplish your goals, and that will help people stay focused, and it'll also help them deal and navigate with change, you know, because sometimes when we're writing things down, it looks different on paper than when we're thinking about it in our head.
And I also think that people have to learn to adapt to technology. You talked about going from being on stage, which, you know, I'm a walker and a talker, and, you know, now I have to sit in a chair in front of a camera to do the same thing. And I think one of the things that people have to realize is they're going to have to up their technology game. Like, for example, one of the first things that happened is when we got shut down in the pandemic, we started having all of our meetings online. Well, you know, I have a camera on my computer, and the next thing I know is people kept saying, "Hi, Kim." And the reason they were saying, "Hi, Kim," is because my wife was walking behind me in her bathrobe in the middle of meeting. Because she was off work too, you know. So what I had to do is like, okay, I need to fix this. So I went out and I bought a green screen. And it's one that actually, it's kind of like one of those old movie screens that you pull up and put down. And then I had to figure out, okay, well, now I need to light this better because it's not working as well. And then I had to make sure, you know, I had the camera set up and the microphone set up. And, you know, it took a little time to get into that mode, but, you know, it was worth the investment and the time to learn and do the technology to adapt to this. So I think that's one of the things too, is like, you know, you are not going to be standing up on a stage tomorrow. You may be doing it a year from now, but in the meantime, it behooves you to learn these new technologies. And if you don't know them, ask for help, right?
I would agree with that. And it's so funny that you brought that up, because I do Facebook Lives every Friday for my pageant platform page and also for Book Speak Repeat page. And it's just really, anybody can drop in if they have a quick question. I'm happy to help them with it during the live, just in the interest of controlling my time. But when I was doing the one for pageant platform, because of the pandemic, I adopted three cats. Two twins and another one from a different litter, who Marlon Brando and Pirate. And I'm so happy that I have them, because I live alone. And, you know, I think it just being under quarantine just really got to me. So it's been very helpful. But anyway, I was in the middle of doing my presentation, you know, just doing my Zoom and talking to people. And then, of course, Marlon comes in here and he wants my attention. He jumps up in my lap, and I introduced him to everybody, because he basically video bombed me. And, you know, and then I had to put him down. But I shared that video also on my personal page. I said, oh, look, Marlon video bombed me. And I'll tell you, I actually got more views of this one. This is probably like one of the highest rated videos I have for Facebook Live. So I think sometimes incorporating some personal things is a good thing, you know, depending upon what it is. But you're right. I mean, I've done the same thing. I have a great headset because I've always done a lot of podcasting. And I recently bought one of the circular, I don't know what they're called, but they're circle lights. You can put your cell phone in it. And I have a really good camera. And you can also record videos on that. But I did the same thing too. Now, I did not buy a green screen. I actually made my own. And yeah, so I've put that in there since all of this happened. So yeah, it is, it's an opportunity. And I think it's a good thing, Brian, anyway, because when people are doing those short videos, it gets you used to, you know, you're improving it. You can go back and you can look at your videos and go, wow, that was a huge difference with the lighting and with, look, I have a, you know, I can put my logo behind me and all these different things. So I think it is, you know, again, use this time, leverage your time and create opportunities for yourself. And I think even those people who are listening that want to do their own online class or have their own video program to sell, you know, investing this time into it is, you know, and a little bit of money. I think I paid maybe $80 for this light. And then my green screen that I made, I only paid $8 for, because I just went and got green cardboard from the dollar store and put it on the wall. So, you know, you can get creative, but I think, you know, there's just other opportunities that you can, you know, repackage your content. I mean, the possibilities are endless when you sit down and you start thinking about it.
Yeah, I agree with you 110%. And I'll tell you one thing, in my first book, and I've talked about this many times, the two most shared things on the internet, number one are cat videos, and number two is bacon, hence why all my books are about bacon. So
that's so funny.
you hit the nail on the head. When your cat jumps up, all of a sudden becomes more popular. So anyways, Carrie, this has been awesome. Some great advice, some great ideas, I think, that anybody in any business can use. This is not limited to speakers. But if they wanted to learn more about you and what you do, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would recommend they just go to our site at bookspeakrepeat.com, and you can check out what we're doing and just the different things that we're launching, and get in contact with us that way.
Awesome. And if they wanted to follow you personally in other ways, is there a best platform or email or something?
I would say, you know, platform-wise, probably Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Carrie Kathleen Heaps.
Okay, great. So yeah, just look up Carrie, send her a friend request, mention the Bacon Podcast. That way she knows where you heard. So Carrie, this has been a blast. Thank you for dropping some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. I look forward to learning more about what you're doing, working with you again, and I'd love to have you back on the show as things progress so we can start to learn the new normal of what's happening in the speaking industry. So thanks so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Brian. Thank you so much. And I'd be honored to come back on.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.